Hello, my little thrall. Thank you so very much. Please tell me you have an update for me. That is interesting, but not exactly what I had in mind. Tell me, has there been any news? They've been making movements, you say? Fascinating. But still, I need something more tangible. Something to present to the council. You're saying that, yes, there's someone on the front line who might be of use to us. I like the way you think. Glad I put that extra brain in there. What is the name of our target? Night Captain Maynard. What makes this Night Captain, a low-ranked officer, so important? Why not capture the General? Or, I hear the Dwarf King is on the field. Why not capture him? Direct line to the King? All right, you've convinced me. We'll send Roland and you to capture this man. Bring him here, and then we can run some experiments. Nothing lethal, just tipping the tide in our favor. The Council's not been too happy with the war efforts, but they don't realize I'm not a warrior. I'm a scientist. And this is all very fascinating. This might be a good way of introducing ourselves. You're right. Roland, would you mind coming here, my dear Death Knight?
See, how can I help you?
It seems our nice little thrall has found a target, a particularly good one. I want you to go fetch him.
Dead or alive?
Alive, preferably. We might have it in. Maybe we can make a deal with the kingdoms, and he might be a good way in.
What makes him so important, then?
He has direct lines to the King.
Direct lines? What do you mean, direct lines?
I mean, and keep this under your helmet, he might be romantically involved with the King. Can you believe it? So scandalous! But might be beneficial for us.
I see. And you want me to bring him here so we may leverage him against the war efforts. Call their troops back.
You know, I hadn't considered that, but that's an excellent way of thinking about it.
I will bring him to you. And what of the others? Anyone who gets in my way?
I don't suppose you could knock them out?
It is more difficult. But when have I ever rejected a challenge?
Fair enough. Please don't kill them if necessary. At least wait until our experiments are done. If it's possible to save any of them from death, I would love to be able to do so.
Ever idealistic. But as you say, head artificer. Before I leave, Veras, I have a question for you.
Oh?
How long do you think that you'll be given such leeway? My understanding is that Belshazzar and Nebuchadnezzar are getting impatient with you. And Orfea has seen...
I know what she has seen. But I don't know that her prophecy is 100% accurate, because it's not exactly scientific.
But it is magic, is it not?
Fair enough. I can't refute that. But as a man of science, I need more evidence and more variables need to be slotted in place. So until then, I won't listen to what Ophira has to say.
I understand what you are saying. It is risky, but we shall endeavor.
Thank you, Roland. I very much appreciate it. Oh, and one other thing. Maybe go a little more subtle.
What do you mean?
Maybe don't ride a war elephant in?
Why not? He is undead. His fast means of travel. Powerful. I think you would be sacrificing too much for subtlety.
Perhaps I would be. But that's not my problem to have, is it?
As you command, I will see to it that it is done.
Thank you. Now, where did I leave that socket? Ah, here it is. And the soul gem goes in the socket. Wonderful! Oh, and Thrall, one last thing between you and I. If you happen to find any other samples, living samples, that is to say, bring them to me. That's a good Thrall. Now off you go. They grow up so fast.
Soul Minion.
What have you found? Not as much as I'd like.
I'm surprised you're not writing to the king right now.
There hasn't been much time. There's been a lot of planning. The push to the front is going to be difficult, as you can imagine, and mustering the men, finding the courage to do it. It's difficult.
Aye. Even the dwarves have found it difficult to continue fighting. Now, we like a good scrap, don't get me wrong. But this is becoming a bit, tedious. Is that the right word for it?
Tedious is one thing. But you know how they cut off our supplies last week?
Temporarily.
It was enough. My men are falling by the dozens. I don't know what they've done differently, but the strategy is not the same as what we're facing, not previously.
So you mean you've gone through with your plan, that you plan on going to the other side and making an offensive?
I can see no other way around it. We've delayed it this long.
Aye, I have to agree. Do you think Sudriel would be suitable to go with you?
Perhaps. Though, I think it may be more difficult than that. I'm going to need you to stay here as best you can. Then the men know that you're trustworthy. They're still a little wary of the elves. And much friendlier with the orcs now. Best drinking buddies they've had. If it weren't for the grog and the ale, who knows what would happen.
Aye, we've been blessed that there haven't been too many fates.
All right. You go find Sudriel. I'll let our orc friend know what's happening. So you mean to go through with your plan? I can see no other option. Can you?
It's suicidal.
It's our only option. You saw what happened last week. Supply run cut short. They're getting smarter.
They?
Whatever's behind these attacks, I imagine it must be some kind of lich or something similar.
Yes, that makes it incredibly dangerous.
You understand that with this sort of danger, risking our lives, there's a lot more to this now. If it is a lich, your very soul could be imperiled.
Our very souls are imperiled every day.
But I cannot let this reach my king, nor his kingdom.
Do you owe him so much?
No.
Then why? Why do you wish to do this?
For love. For no other reason but love. I need to see this done so I can go back to him.
A fool's errand, perhaps. But not unnoble. There's a breach in the front. Here, on this map, do you see?
Yes.
We can go through during the day and push through armed forces.
I think that's the best option. Don't you agree? They are less active during the day. Maybe a handful of people can go.
Aye. However, I don't think it's going to be a handful of people. It's going to be you, Maynard, and I.
What a mess. All right. We don't have long. If you need any supplies, I suggest you go get them.
Of course.
I'll meet you there. Give me about an hour.
As you wish.
My dearest king, my lord and my love, I go now beyond the front line. I don't know when I'll return to you, but you have my word. No force on this earth, nor beyond it, will keep me from you longer. I will finish this fight for you. And then, I can only hope and pray that we will spend the rest of our days happily in your castle together. But should the worst happen, know that I love you with all of my being, and I think of you every day. Yours. Always yours. Knight Captain Maynard. All right. Time to go. All right. We're here now. Doomcleaver, what are you doing here?
I was told to see you off. And I plans to. Made you a new weapon, by the way.
What's this? A gift?
Aye, of sorts. It's a tool. It's... if the worst should happen. See this here?
It's a... dagger.
Right. It's a very specific use, though.
And what does that use?
My... I don't know what you call him. My mate. The person I love back in the forge. He showed me how to make this. It's all I can make. But it's real handy as a tool. It's not just for stabbing people. It's also for picking locks. See how it's got that delicate edge?
Yeah.
It's meant to be used to help jimmy the locks a bit. Only works on certain cards, but should you be captured or worse, you can use it in a couple of different ways. It's also real handy for removing armor.
That's excellent craftsmanship, thank you.
Oh, no, no, no. That's a poorly made model. You should see what he makes.
Oh. What does he make?
Oh. Some of the best weapons you'd ever see. I'm getting sidetracked. Here. You just take this and go, right?
Of course.
All right. One last thing.
And what is that?
This. I know I've already given you armor. This horn.
I think I get it. I blow into it. You guys come running.
Yes. But it's also got a little bit of a trick to it.
Oh?
You see this little button on the side here?
Yes.
If you press it, just like this, and yell into it, it's got a shatter spell.
A shatter spell?
Aye, it's infused, you see. What's supposed to happen is, let's say you need to knock down a wall or something. You scream into it, and it basically takes your vocals and it just magnifies them to an extreme extent, causing whatever rock or whatever you're dealing with to shatter. Just be clear that when you do it, it's going to be might powerful and might knock you back a bit. Also, be careful about doing it around, like, stone pillars and the such. Could cause a collapse on you if you're not careful. Might handy, though.
Excellent, thank you. If I may, how many charges does it have?
It's only got the one. But it will recharge by dawn. Understand?
Yes. I can't thank you enough, Thran.
Don't worry about it. You're our best bit. As for you, our elfy friend, I've got something for you too.
I've got everything I need. What else could you give me?
Ah, I see that you like the bow. Correct?
Yes.
Well, you see, your typical elvish bow, it's gonna be handy for you. But this is going to have twice the power that you could muster. This is a dwarven crossbow. Heavy, isn't it?
What are all these?
Those, friend. Let me show you. All you need to do is slide this in under the bottom, right? And you see that? It automatically reloads for you. And a pinch, very useful. Fires at the highest velocity we could possibly do.
I thank you, Lord Thran. I wish that...
Don't worry about it. Consider this as a forward gesture. I know your father has been a little less than comfortable talking with us dwarves. Maybe this will broker some peace.
Aye, I hope so.
Now go, you two. I don't think it's going to be that quiet for very much longer.
Aye, thank you for this. Come, let us go. There we go. Alright, are you ready for this final push, Sudrin? Sudrin? What's the meaning of this?
Sujuya, what are you...
Shh. Do you see that? See what?
Shh.
There. In the tree line. I don't... You're right. There's something moving over there. What is it? I don't know. But I don't like it. We have to get a little closer. Come on. Be as quiet as you can. Should we circle around? You go that way, I go this way. No. We don't know what we're facing. And if I'm suspecting correctly, we might be in for a fight. Oi. You lead, I'll follow. Your eyes are better.
I was told to bring you to my master.
What are you?
Soy Roland del Amanecer. And I serve Mavaras Nightshade. You have been asked to come for an audience.
We're not going anywhere with you.
It was not a choice. Stay down, princeling. I have no need for you to be dead. Go back now.
What are you?
I am a death knight. You will not have such an easy time facing me. I would suggest you stay down, though. I told you to stay down, foolish child. I know the marks that you bear. You come from the Elvish lands. So know this, child. I have killed many elves. And if your king, Feramin, wishes to see his kingdom intact, he will withdraw his troops from the front line, or I will see to it personally that his kingdom is burned to the ground. Your children will weep from the ashes that I will rot on your forests and your woods. Your mothers will mourn the loss of their wonderful fighting children, and your wives will be taken so that we can make use of them. This is the only reason I let you live, princeling. You will not cross paths with me again. And as for you, Knight Captain, you are coming with me.
I refuse.
Oh. There is no option for you to refuse.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what a wonderful, interesting turn of events here in the Wedding Night series. I'm finally moving beyond just the front line, and we're starting to see more and more of what lies beyond. Maynard's been captured, and he's being hauled over to talk to Mevra. It's gonna get really interesting, folks. Buckle up. Now, in the meantime, I want to go ahead and give you all a huge shout-out. Thank you so much for watching this video, liking, sharing, favorite, subscribing, hitting the notification bell, and doing all that YouTube stuff. I really appreciate it. And as for my patrons who are listening to this well in advance, thank you guys for keeping the lights on and keeping patient. I really appreciate your time. And as always, I'll see you guys in the next one. Sweet dreams.
dreams and pleasant nightmares.